This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. The party of Guatemala's losing presidential candidate Sandra Torres on Friday alleged fraud in the vote won by dark horse candidate Bernardo Arevalo. Arevalo, the son of former reformist President Juan José Arevalo, won the election Sunday with 58% of the vote against the 37% won by Torres, who has yet to concede defeat. They say in a statement there are many inconsistencies, contradictions, and above all, variation of data, according to the National Unity of Hope Party, alleging that the true results of the voting had been manipulated. In the United States, former President Donald Trump was arrested and posted bail on charges he tried to overthrow the election in the U.S. state of Georgia during the 2020 presidential election. Todd Belt is director of the School of Political Management at the George Washington University.
This is the most serious one for him politically. And the reason I say that is because they have him on tape talking about how he wanted to change the outcome of the election.
A mugshot of Trump was released by the state of Georgia and at first just blew up on the internet, but now it's being put on everything from T-shirts to shot glasses, and people who love and people who hate the former president, both are buying it up. Taiwan's defense ministry said on Sunday morning that over the past 24 hours it had detected 20 Chinese Air Force planes entering the island's air defense zone. That included fighter jets and drones that crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait. Now, previously, that was an unofficial barrier between the two sides, China and Taiwan, but which over the past year, Chinese aircraft have been routinely crossing.